Klaus Schwab announces resignation as World Economic Forum chairman. By Kurt Zindelka on April 21, 2025. Arch-globalist Klaus Schwab announced on Monday his resignation, effective immediately, as chairman and board member of the World Economic Forum, an organization he founded nearly 55 years ago. Following my recent announcement, and as I enter my 88th year, I have decided to step down from the position of chair and as a member of the Board of Trustees. With immediate effect, World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab said in a press release. The board acknowledged the outstanding achievements of the retired chairman and founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. He created the leading global platform for dialogue and progress, and the board expressed its gratitude for his 55 years of relentless leadership at the helm of the forum, the WEF said in a statement. The Swiss-based NGO stated that the board has appointed Vice Chairman Peter Brabeck-Letmath as interim chairman. Meanwhile, a search committee has been established to select a future chairman of the organization. The 80-year-old Austrian previously served as CEO of the Swiss multinational food and beverage processing conglomerate Nestlé Group and is a former chairman of Formula One Racing. It had initially been believed that Schwab desired to run the Davos-based foundation as a monarch and only cede control following his death, previously suggesting that he would like to still be at the helm into his 100s. However, rumors began to swirl last year that the German economist would step down. And Schwab, himself, confirmed such plans last month, stating that he planned to focus on writing his memoirs. Born in 1938 in the German city of Ravensburg, Schwab was a relatively obscure professor at the University of Geneva in Switzerland when, in 1971, he launched the European Management Forum, the precursor group to the World Economic Forum. While the WEF was founded with just $6,000 in startup funds, it has since ballooned to a $390 million per year business, earning Schwab and his family millions. Schwab and the Forum have also risen to the forefront of the globalist project, with business and governmental elites flocking every year to the annual conference in the Swiss ski resort town of Davos, often by private jet, to lay out the vision of the neoliberal agenda for the world. As previously reported, under his leadership, the WEF has become one of the leading forces behind numerous globalist projects, such as central bank digital currencies, transhumanism, artificial intelligence, world governance, veganism, carbon taxes, tech censorship, and a radical restructuring of the global economy, among others. During the Chinese coronavirus crisis, Schwab controversially declared that it represented an opportunity to enact his notion of a Great Reset, demanding that the world act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. Key to his notion of a Great Reset is the implementation of the deceptively titled and socialist-adjacent stakeholder capitalism, a term coined by the WEF chief, in which there is shared prosperity and equitable growth, based on sustainable production and consumption. Infamously, the WEF produced a video predicting that people would own nothing and be happy, sparking public outrage, with critics claiming that Davos was seeking to end private property by extending the subscriber-based economy to all walks of life. Schwab has also popularized the concept of a fourth industrial revolution, which will see emerging technologies transform how humanity interacts with and understands the world. The WEF chairman has pointed to artificial intelligence as being central to this vision, saying last year that those who control AI will have the ability to become masters of the world. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.